This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wringing your hands, the possibility of what could be with the presidential debate. I think these ratings for the presidential debates are going to be through the roof because more people than you know are paying attention to the politics of the day. Even those that say, oh, I'm not paying attention. I don't want to talk politics. I'm not paying attention to anything that's happening. I find it hard to believe because everywhere you turn, there is something. It's the gift that keeps on giving. There's something happening in this election. There is something going on the path to November that ultimately leads to the White House, because no more Obamas. So we're in the market here in the United States for a new president. And all I keep hearing and talking to people about is how much they don't like the two candidates. Hey, I'm a Republican. I don't like Trump. I don't think he's the right guy. Hey, I'm a Democrat. Hillary Clinton is not for me. The polls show Clinton. The CNN poll of polls, which is always interesting to me because that means you're looking at so many of the polls and that's not just cherry-picking one or two. The poll of polls takes the averages from all of them. So tallying up those results, the answer is this: Clinton 49%, Trump 39%. Clinton, with two independents in the race, Gary Johnson, boy, I get a lot of calls about Gary Johnson, and Jill Stein, also thrown into this particular poll of polls. Clinton 45%, Trump 35%, Johnson 9%, Stein 5%. That one donor may have gotten some special consideration, so that's not good. I mean, come on, isn't that a break? But I guess they say there wasn't enough there to warrant pushing it forward, or it's politics as usual. So for Donald Trump, his big moment of the day was throwing everything on Obama as the founder of ISIS. And that didn't float with even some from the Republican Party. Trump says the country's an economic disaster. Trump says Rush Limbaugh is 100% right about the media, because this is one of the things Trump talks about, the media. And Rush Limbaugh, in what he's referring to, media-wise, is that in talking about Sadiq Mateen, who is supposedly running for president of Afghanistan despite living in the United States, was seated behind Democrat Hillary Clinton on Monday at a rally in Kissimmee, Florida. And what is being said is if he was at a Republican rally, it would be front page news all over the world. That's what Trump said. It would be a disaster because they're prized seats. So back to what Rush says. Rush Limbaugh says that the media, he doesn't understand it. He slammed the media because of if the father of the Orlando nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen, attended one of his rallies, he said he's completely right about what he's saying about that. Sadiq Mateen is, well, you know, what I was talking about. I think no matter what you say about the media, whether they're, some people say that they're overreacting to the Second Amendment comments or whatever the reaction is. I truly do believe that all of you listening to this show, even if your head is doing that nodding off, Bob, Well, make your own decisions. We'll filter through what you need to take and what you need to know and take yourself to the polls or absentee ballot or whatever it might be. Coming up on the show, trust me, we are going to lighten the load as we take you to the movies. And there are a couple of interesting movies that are getting a lot of play. A lot of play, whether it's good or bad. And can you believe here we are, the weekend of the 12th and the 13th of August? How did that happen? How did that happen? While we weren't looking, I suppose, right? Wow. Time flies, that's for sure. It really, really does. And speaking of time flying, how about SpaceX planning a Falcon 9 launch on Sunday carrying satellites? It's been fascinating to watch what they've been able to do. So a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station on Thursday with a secret payload for the National Reconnaissance Office. That's who it was for. The mission is SpaceX's second in just over 3 months for a Tokyo-based Sky Perfect JSAT. It is Asia's largest satellite operator with 16 satellites in orbit. The new satellite serves as an orbital spare, they say, for the fleet. So it was a successful launch and et cetera. And the launch forecast was excellent with a 90% chance of favorable conditions because that's what they always have to watch for. So SpaceX, again, I mean, that booster travels so fast on launches to high, high orbits. And do they have enough fuel to try to do a return landing? Not likely. It doesn't look that way. At least that's not what they're talking about anyway. So for Elon Musk, it seems like things are really lining up if you look at SpaceX and, of course, what happens with Tesla. And Tesla, you're starting to see some of those, seriously, you're starting to see some of those cars on the road. And here he is, the company's CEO. He's got the $5 billion battery plant that's going to be there in the Nevada desert. The building is, they say, aligned on the true north, and he said he likes that. That's his world. Manufacturing facilities, packing a little bit of excitement in them. The whole idea of retiring on Mars isn't thought of now as you're crazy. There's no way. It's thought of as that's a possibility. I mean, Musk has twice defied the odds and the doubters. Coming up, we're going to the movies here on America Tonight.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. fake cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ketchup, mustard, oh, sausages and buns.
I can't be everything you want me to be. I can't be.
Get a straight voice. Hey, look at this. We got one.
Yes, we're chosen.
Yes.
Yes.
Brenda, you and me.
I'm so happy that God's put our packages together.
Because we belong together.
It's like we were made for each other.
Get ready, boys!
Oh, feels amazing.
Oh, yes. I'm the first to enter eternity.
Oh, potato! Way to go, buddy!
The pipes, the pipes are caught. Oh, Jesus, me eyes! Oh, kill me, skin!
What?
Oops. It's a children! It's a children!
So, you have learned the terrible truth.
I gotta tell everyone!
Everything we believe is a lie!
The folks are doing this to us because we touched him. It's not like anyone writes home and says, oh, God, I had the best tip.
Shake with your mind.
Run, guys, run!
Behave you. Overstay his
Hey, I am sorry. I accidentally dropped a few things back there.
Hey! I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna fix this.
All right, so you get it. Sausage Party. Check this out. Is rated R. Adventure comedy, 1 hour, 29 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%. think of what Sausage Party, what they could do with this, and you already heard a little slither of it. So it is that double entendre kind of feel of a movie, and it's cartoonish. It's cartoon. It's famous voices in it, James Franco, Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, Kristen Wiig, Paul Rudd, they're all friends. So they say, as one reviewer said, a madcap crazy salad of industrial strength, raunch, and visual inventiveness, and really just all of the people that reviewed it actually liked it, right? So animation, it is animated, not to confuse anybody. We move from Sausage Party to a movie that also has gotten a lot of play. If you've been to any movies lately, then you've probably seen a preview of this. It's called Ghost Team.
Come in! Come in! Somebody come in!
Ah!
Oh, no!
Oh, God! Don't do that!
I remember when you were a little kid, it was a dream of owning your very own print and copy shop?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Thank you. This guy came into my shop today.
I have a broken down old barn. It's probably haunted.
Say haunted?
It's just very, very creepy.
If we could document some ghost activity, we could actually do something with our lives. Come in. I have a tech specialist guy, and that's what we need. He's a genius.
We don't have night vision goggles per se, but I do have two digital cameras with night vision settings. I duct tape them to a baseball helmet.
Get on the ground! We're putting together this little team, and we're obviously tough.
All right, I'll do it. I'd rather not see civilians get hurt on my watch.
You're a civilian, though, because that badge is plastic and you work in a mall.
With any luck, tomorrow morning, I found some ghosts.
Yes!
We've been catching EMF spikes all night long, but no source.
You die in this room!
We need to open up a line of communication with them.
If there are any spirits present, let them make themselves known.
You've angered us!
I don't think we're welcomed here.
Has anybody been in the barn since Stan and I were here?
Look, 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 look! Go, go! This is our chance! Go!
What was that?
There's a face!
Get out of here!
We got a face! We got a face!
All right, so Ghost Party, need I say more? I think pretty much what you just heard explained Ghost Party. Are you into telling ghost stories? You like the whole ghost scenario? Then maybe you would like Ghost Party. Let's put it that way. Because pretty much that's all you get. Nothing but ghosts. I just saw Ghostbusters, so I don't think I can go see Ghost Team. And here's the last one. It looks pretty cute, actually. It's called Pete's Dragon.
I was out here at the Eastern Pad. But that's
50 miles east
from where we found him.
Hey. Wait. Do you know where your parents are? Your family?
I guess he was on a picnic or a camping trip. He wandered off and got himself lost.
Been out in the woods, doing things his own way. Sounds like a boy after your own heart.
How long has he been out there?
6 years.
Nobody can survive in that forest for 6 years. At least not alone.
You'll see. I have Elliot.
Who's Elliot?
You need to get back to him. He gets scared when I'm gone.
Is Elliot a person?
No.
You don't have to run anymore, Pete. You can stay with us.
This thing is dangerous.
I don't want to leave you, but he'll come looking for you. What's going to happen to Elliot?
You have no idea what this thing is capable of. Let's go hunting.
All right, so that's the last one. That wraps up this week's preview, Pete's Dragon. And again, there is sort of that scary theme, but not too scary. It's not quite, The Exorcist by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. It's not. But there are just moments in the film that I guess that are suspenseful, where one of the little animated creatures might jump out at you. This one is Tame Fantasy Adventure, 1 hour, 43 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes, 88% for what it's worth. Robert Redford is one of the voices in this. He's a wood carver. He delights the local children with stories of the dragon that lives deep in the woods. His daughter believes these are just tall tales, and then she meets Pete the Dragon. So it wasn't a tall tale anymore. Reminds me of Puff the Magic Dragon in a different way. Remember Puff the Magic Dragon? All right, this is Pete. Pete the Magic Dragon. And this may find an audience. I looked up just for fun how many showings there were, just even in my neighborhood, and there were a ton of showings. You know, so that's when you get into that whole Disney phenomenon. And they are very good at marketing their movies. So Disney really built something interesting here. Disney and Google built an augmented reality website for Pete's Dragon movie, a promotional website that is supposed to get people excited about the movie, and I think maybe it's hit its target. Let's put it that way. We'll see. If I was looking for the cha-ching factor, I'd say this movie is a movie that's probably going to do the best at the box office. Remember, if you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review. Send it to americatonight.net. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Your driver's eyes on me on Parking Street. We were planning your demise. The shelter's tight, you still are heat. Downtown, you're burning down. I'm sick.
Once again, the mailbag is full, full, full. I know I say this all the time, but appreciate you so much, all of you, who send me your thoughts. This is a show where so many of you reach out through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. I mean, whoever invented the internet. Anyway, thanks for all of the emails. On that note, let's go and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one's from Linda. Kate, have you been watching the Olympics? I hear you must be because I hear you talking about them. I really appreciate you giving us the updates and letting us hear some of what's happened there. When I miss something, I run to you, and I'm listening to hear the reaction. I heard Michael Phelps the other night. I think it's incredible what he's done. What an athlete. What an incredible competitor. There's something to be learned from him for sure. And it's been fun to see the U.S., as you mentioned, collect up all these medals, and we're not even halfway through the games. Woohoo! Yep, absolutely, I agree. I mean, you know, 11 gold medals, pretty sweet. We lead in the medal count, and you're seeing athlete after athlete after athlete get on the podium, and you're hearing the Star-Spangled Banner over and over and over again. So, yeah, very cool. It's funny, because a lot of the talk of Rio, the nasty things that were happening in Rio, have kind of taken a back seat. There have been a few incidents, but that's not the overwhelming majority of stories that we're getting. It's really focused on what's happening in the pool, gymnastic-wise, all that kind of stuff. So it's all good, good, good. Let's move to another one. This one is Chris, from Chris listening in Illinois. Kate, the land of Lincoln loves you, just so you know. You have a lot of passive listeners because I know some of them and we talk about what's been talked about on the show. You have some tremendous guests. You had a great guest on the other night, the guy who almost won the Nobel Prize, the journalist. I thought it was interesting to hear his point of view because he had been in the war zones and he talked about that and talked about knowing about ISIS so much longer before it was revealed, I guess, as the big problem to us here in the United States, and I thought that was fascinating to hear his take on it. I know there's some people that would say, oh, well, that's, you know, that hard right turn, but I didn't get that sense at all from him. I got the sense that he was just telling you, hey, here's what was happening, here's what I saw, and this was the deal. Besides that, I thought some of what else he had to say was pretty darn interesting, too. So, in other words, you have great guests, and that one really, really stuck with me. Yeah, you're talking about Ken Timmerman, and Ken was a good guest. Specifically, we were asking him about the $400 million in cash to Iran. He spent a lot of time in Iran and near Iran, and talked about like the whole deception of that, and then what does that mean for anybody else? All of us have now a ransom on our head, which is true. That's why you don't negotiate with terrorists. And it's strange in one way, because if my husband or someone in my family, if they were kidnapped, I would immediately want something to be done. I would have to do it privately because of the problem of creating the demand for capturing Americans and then holding a price on their head, that whole proof of life thing. So, yes. All right, here's another one. This one is from Bobby, listening to us in the great state of Texas. How do I know that? Because he says, I'm listening in the great state of Texas, Kate. Here in Texas, we love you, and I'm so glad that you love our state. You are our adopted daughter, let's put it that way. And if you pay attention to what's happening in Texas, business is booming, and a lot of people are trying to emulate what we are doing here versus what's happening in the Northeast or some other parts of the country. Especially, I know there's arguments about state tax, income tax, and in Texas we don't have that, but I think it works out fine. So you pay a higher amount for sales tax, but isn't that up to you as to what you purchase? I don't know. How do you feel about that? I don't know. That's interesting. You know, the income tax argument about, well, if you don't have state income tax, you're paying in another way, so it's just a sleight of hand. My brother and I go round and round about this because he lives in Florida, and in Florida they don't have it either, but he says, well, it's just one half dozen of the other. But I don't agree. I agree with you, Bobby, because here's the thing. I think it is a lot of it. Yes, there's things you have to purchase, but there's other items and other times. First of all, there's tax-free weekends. They just went through one in Texas. But you don't have to. You're right. There's a lot of goods you don't have to buy if you're uptight about whatever the sales tax is. I personally, for the purposes of streamlining taxes, which are enough of a hassle for me, I didn't like the idea when I had to pay state income tax of having to deal with the state. I'll tell you the worst state, and I really liked, I think the people, I'm going to say this, I think the people in California are, I'm from California, I think people in Texas are, I'm proud I'm from Texas. People in New York, I'm a New Yorker, I'm proud of New York. The identities of those states, not that we don't have them in all the other states, we do, but they're so heavy there, and they're big states. But when you live in New York, which I did for a while, you have, this is what I had to pay. And I didn't even realize this. You have a state income tax, so you have your regular federal tax, you've got your federal tax, your state income tax, your borough tax on top of that, and your city tax. It's like, what? So by the time you are taxed out the yang, it's incredible what is left of your shrinking paycheck. Everybody is taking a piece of the tax. I mean, seriously, I didn't even realize that about the whole city tax thing. And then for the pleasure of, if you're in New Jersey or another neighboring state, to work in the city, you commute in to go over most of the bridges. It's like $17, somewhere in that neighborhood, $17 a day, or you're going by train. I'm just saying, it's interesting, and I know there's people listening to me there, and there was so much I loved about living there. But you look at that, and then you look at other states and other places where you don't have all that taxation. At least you don't have the state income tax. I think it makes a big difference. How do we get on that? All right, let's move to Michael. And Michael says, wow, that idiot that the suction cups on Trump Tower, he's lucky that those cops were able to pull him in. Whatever happens to him, he's lucky he didn't fall to his death. I heard you describing the suction cups, Kate, and I looked them up, and boy, I hope he was thin. I guess he looked a little bit thin, but there was no guarantee that those suction cups were going to hold him the way they did as he was moving up the building. Yeah, no kidding. That's what I said. I said, it's crazy to think about that he was on those cups and he was walking up the side of that building. That's just insane. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Here's one from Heather. She says something about this, too. What a dum-dum, thinking that he was going to that guy with the cups walking up Trump's building, thinking he was going to get a meeting with Donald Trump and trying to say that's all that was about. That's not the way to catch his attention, especially when he's running for president and he's smothered by Secret Service and all the people around him. He wasn't even in New York, so he didn't even realize that he wasn't in the building. Duh. Yeah, I mean, enough said about this guy. Duh is absolutely right. All right, this one from Victoria, who says, Kate, I was wondering about your dog. I've heard you talk about him before. Can you tell me more about him? I'm a huge dog nut, and I've listened to your show enough that I know he's like one of your associate producers. I think you call him that. I haven't called him that in a long time, so you've been listening for a while. Yes, Mahalo is fabulous. He is. So listen to this, guys. Would you like a dog that's like a super companion who wants love, gives love, and is all about love? That's it. But he's not like a sloppy dog who's licking your face every 5 seconds. It's not that. It's just that he has this engaging personality, right? And he's a golden retriever. So I never had a dog before. What did I know about golden retrievers? And he is just wonderful. And yes, he is like an associate producer. He gets very upset when I'm on the air if he's not by me. So usually when you're listening to me, here's a peel back the onion moment. When you're listening to me, wherever you are, whether it's New Jersey, Illinois, Texas, Florida, Kansas, I know we've got some great listeners in Kentucky, I mean all over. Wherever you're listening, picture this in your mind. I'm in front of a microphone. I have my cans on, my headset on, and the dog is somewhere very close to me, laying on the floor. I think since he was a puppy, he got used to hearing my voice, and he feels very comfortable being near me when I'm doing anything broadcasting wise, and he gets really upset if he's locked out of not in the room. So the only time he ever whines, and it's faint, it's not ridiculous, is when that happens. So rest assured, 99% of the time when you hear me, picture this dog that's a golden retriever being very, very near me, laying somewhere on the floor. All right, this one is from Dave. Kate, did I hear you say you had a drone? I do have a drone. We actually got a drone for last Christmas and didn't use it too much because we used it a few times and it seemed like all we did was crash it into trees and it was ridiculous. And my nephew came to visit, and so we pulled the drone out again, and he was fascinated by it, and we learned to fly it a little bit better, although we did have some incidents with the drone, let's just say. I got too much velocity. It was my fault. I just pushed the stick all the way up, and it went flying in the air. But it was, I don't know, it was pretty fun. There's a park not too far from me, and we flew the drone, and good times. We got a lot of use out of the drone. There's a lot of regulating going on about the drone. I can understand if you're near airports and you're doing going in neighbors' backyards, or people are doing crazy things where they're taping people and whatever. Of course, that's not what we're doing at all. All right, keep those emails coming. Love it, love it, love it. AmericaTonight.net.
I search here, there, and everywhere. until I saw you standing there. I am the greatest fan of you.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you haven't heard him, you need to hear him speak. In fact, go to johnregister.com and you can, you know, learn all the details about this tremendous person. He was an All-American track star. Then he was an amputee, and then he overcame that and became a Paralympic medalist. Just an amazing, energetic, engaging, I mean, there's so many adjectives I could use to sum up this guy, but so positive, and you can feel his warmth and positivity when you see him. John, it's good to catch up with you again.
You too, Kate. Great to be on your show again.
So let's talk about, you know, we kind of have, I think a lot of people, since we'll talk about speaking first, a lot of people have this mentality of victimization. Something happens to them unforeseen. Your life is going on and it's great and you've got that plan and you had a plan and you were on the right track, so to speak. And then what happens when you get hit with this wicked curveball? I guess you have two choices, right? To either bathe in being a victim or come out of it and emerge maybe even greater. And do you feel like that's what happened to you?
Yeah, we do have a couple of choices because we all will go through some type of adversity in our lives. And how we handle it is either going to push us towards, you know, victory and success and metal plating performances, or we're going to go down to a downward spiral. And I experienced both of those when I had my injury as the 8th fastest 400-meter hurdler in the country and, you know, some 25th in the world at that time. And, you know, in the speaker community, as we say, anytime you have something tragic happen to you, you have a story.
So you did have a story, so you found that story in all
right.
Seriousness. That's crazy. I want to tell people here, because they know how I feel about veterans and people who serve, and we have so many, have had so many soldiers on our show and so many others involved in the military, and you were part of Operation Desert Storm, right? And that kind of disrupted your training program.
That's correct. I joined the military for very personal and selfish reasons. I wanted to continue to run track and field. I was a four-time All-American at Arkansas, and the Army had a program. It's called the Army's World Class Athlete Program. There are actually 10 soldiers on the Rio team this year, as well as 2 Paralympic athletes on the Rio team that are still on active duty serving in this program. On my way to through my training, I got called up for Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, and I was terrified, went to the war, came back without a scratch, and then began my preparation training for the 1992 Olympic Games.
Yeah, and that's when you had your accident. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, I was training for the games after 92. I was 17th in the 400-meter hurdles. I had a real good shot at making the team in 1996. I went across a hurdle in a training session and landed awkwardly, dislocating my left knee, severing the artery behind the kneecap, and then 5 days later, making a tough decision to actually amputate the leg because of poor circulation and the arterial blood flow, which, of course, moves blood away from our heart to the lower portions of our body. And I had to make that tough call. And it wasn't easy. I mean, the pain actually spoke for me, but after the amputation, I looked down at my 29-year-old life, and all of a sudden, I was changed. I was different, and I had to begin the process of creating a new normal.
Yeah, and it didn't take long, actually, for you, John. I'm not surprised because you're such a driven person. But what was it, 18 months later, you're competing in the Paralympic Games in Atlanta?
Right, and 18 months prior, I didn't even know about the Paralympic Games. I didn't know there was this parallel games for athletes with physical disabilities and visual impairments. It was my wife who actually not really told me about the games, but actually put me in the mindset to get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And as I was struggling, as many of us do with our challenges, she said, you know what, we're going to get through this together. It's just our new normal. And that, those were the words that pushed me to say, I can't wallow in what has happened, what's transpired, because that leg is passed. And I didn't overcome the amputation because if I'd have overcome the amputation, I'd have my leg back, right? Mm-hmm. I overcame those things that were the stigma I had against myself, the stigma of other people saying what I could or could not do if they were in my situation. And, you know, why those stigmas were there in the first place. Those are things I had to overcome. And I also had a great avenue of sport and swimming to help me get back to a healthy and active lifestyle. And I just happened to fluke up, mess up, and actually make the Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, and you know, it's great, too. So you make that team, and then there you are at the Paralympics in Sydney, Australia. What was that like for you? That had to be awesome.
The Paralympic Games in Sydney was probably the best experience of my sporting life. Not just because of the competition and that we trained for, in my case, this was 20 years of culmination, an injury, an amputation, and then getting back and on the track. And now here I am you know, 6.5 years post-injury, and I'm competing in a long jump for a medal. And I wound up winning silver by, you know, the gold medal was 4.5 inches farther than I jumped. And to have that experience with all my family there, with an amazing crowd of Australians that were supporting every athlete, this whole movement of just celebrating who we are as humans was, it's indescribable, that feeling. And it wasn't just for the athletes, it was also for those that were witnessing this. I call it the what to wow. Because when we watch Paralympic sports, some people think it's confused with Special Olympics, and it's not. It's a difference. It's a total difference in governance structure. It's not participatory. Special Olympics is. This is gold, silver, and bronze. People are going to fight and scratch and scrape and train as hard as they can to be the best in the world. And when you see that moving forward, this what to wow is, what is this all about? What are we watching here? And then you see a person with no legs run underneath 11 seconds for a 100-meter dash. You say, wow, that was amazing. Or you see somebody swimming about a second slower than Michael Phelps, and they're missing a leg. These are amazing, incredible athletes, and they don't think of themselves as something special or superhuman. They're just doing what everyone else in society wants to do, and that's be treated with dignity and respect. The last growth is that we go to the what to wow, and then oh, and that's where I want to get to with Paralympic sport is, of course they should be doing this. It shouldn't be any different than us celebrating, you know, when LeBron won, you know, for the Cavs this year in basketball, or Steph Curry shooting lights out in threes. If you practice at excellence, you will have excellence. And that's in any walk of life. I don't care if you're a CEO or if you're opening up doors as the frontline leader. If you practice it, you will become that which you want to be.
Wow, great words. Practice it, you'll become that which you want to be. And you said the Paralympics, because I've been watching them for a long time, are incredibly competitive. It's, like you said, not to be confused with Special Olympics for some reason. Initially, I think people just didn't realize what Paralympics was, but now I think there's no question about it. It has become bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you watch the Olympics, they're emphasizing it. They're talking about it, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, you can watch, in an American audience, if you're watching and you're paying attention to the commercials that are on right now, they're teasing up the 66 hours that NBC is going to be showing the games that start on September 7th in Rio de Janeiro. So you're going to, companies are starting to align with social causes around Paralympic athletes because they realize that these athletes are training at the same rate and sometimes even harder and have greater physical ability than their Olympic counterparts. So, for example, BMW is unveiling their wheelchair racing chair for our athletes who are going to be competing on the track. It's an amazing thing. They have jumped the game in wheelchair racing design by 10 years, at least 10 years. It's amazing. They built out the bobsled, the two-man bobsled for our men's and women's bobsled team. So we're using technology to advance it forward.
Wow. Love it. All right. We'll be looking for that for sure, John. And we appreciate you spending some time with us. I'm going to tell everyone again, go to johnregister.com. Great speaker for people listening that have businesses. Everybody's clamoring to get him in their house. John, thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you a bit later.
Break me up by day, just keep me real. If I wanted, I wouldn't care.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.